It happened this way. I fell in love. And then, because the love was ruining everything I cared about, I had to fall out. This didn't happen easily or simply. But if I had to pinpoint it, I'd say the relationship started to fall apart the night I nearly killed my oldest friend's two daughters. I'd been visiting my friend Jennifer over Thanksgiving weekend a few years ago, and we'd all gone for a walk after dinner, she and her husband and the two daughters and me. The kids were 5 and 9 years old, beautiful little blue-eyed girls with freckles and wide grins, and I'd been playing rambunctious friend of mom's. I chased them around and hoisted them into the air, and then, in a blur of supremely bad judgment, I dreamed up the double marsupial hold. I put the older girl, Elizabeth, on my back, piggyback, and then I picked up the younger one, Julia, and held her facing me so that her arms were around my neck and her legs around my waist. I was sandwiched between them, holding 130 pounds of kid. Then I started running across the street, shouting like a sportscaster, "It's the double marsupial hold! They've accomplished the double marsupial hold!" And then I lost my balance. I flew forward and came crashing down, and I still believe it's a miracle that Julia's tiny 5-year-old skull wasn't the first thing to hit the pavement. Somehow, I kept her in my arms and allowed my right leg to take the fall, and I remember hitting the ground and feeling something like a minor explosion in my knee. The kids were okay, but I ended up in the emergency room with a gash on my knee so deep the nurses could see my kneecap. This is the truth. I was extremely drunk that night, and I put those kids in serious jeopardy. 3 months later, I quit drinking, beginning the long, slow process of disentangling myself from a deeply passionate, profoundly complex, 20-year relationship with alcohol.